Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Christian Best, how's it going this evening, sir?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You are very much one of the Mr. Music men of Cork in for all sorts of ways and reasons, but you're one of the crew that were a part of a special night in Cork Opera House, Mick Flannery live gig that he's now putting out as his seventh album. It's out tomorrow, and it's for the benefit of all the cast and crew on the night, because you guys, amongst many other cast and crew across the country, in your case, you were playing drums on the night, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Struggling and suffering through COVID because there's no bloody events on.
Yeah, what a strange time for everybody in this business. So what a cool gesture.
Absolutely.
It's awesome, like,
yeah, it really is.
And it's going to be nice to see it out too, because it was a pretty special gig, to be honest. It was one where we were really hot off the end of a really nice tour, and it just felt really good. Some nights are great, you know, someone's always pushing or pulling it to feel it, but that night was really, it was like one thing, you know, everyone was on the same wave. It was beautiful.
Chloe Nagel was the sound engineer, Alan Comfort on electric guitar, John Fitzgerald, Karen O'Donnell, but loads. The point being is there are so many people who are, well, you are up on stage, you're part of the whole act, but there's people behind the scenes, there's all sorts of people impacted on no events. People just think of the musicians or the bands, but there's so many others who basically...
There's way more behind the scenes, like for a function that big.
Yeah.
There's double the stage you see from people everywhere behind in the black behind the stage. There's loads of people working hard every night, you know.
And they're difficult times. I spoke with Sandra Sound, who people will know as well. She's another sort of ubiquitous figure on Cork's music scene. But what about you, Christian? I mean, it would be hard to sum up all of the things that you've done. Like, how do you define what you do when it comes to music?
I suppose it's I kind of facilitate people in their musical journey, really, you know, be it just capturing what they do, helping them make a sound, finishing what they do, and just playing with them and just becoming a part of the musical context. There's a lot of different parts to what I do, but I'm just happy to be doing what I love.
So are you able to, is there still work going on for you?
And there's not so much at the minute. I'm kind of prepping for a lot of stuff. I think I'm going to be kind of hopefully getting back into a good flow the week after next. So
good.
But, you know, it's terrible in terms of really bad for full-time gigging musicians, you know.
Yeah.
I do mainly my gigging life is with Mick. And then what I do outside of that is producing, recording studio, session drumming, and mixing people's music.
Mm. Well, what's the recording studio? Let's mention that. At least that might be of some benefit.
Oh, yeah, it's Monique Recording Studios. Monique Studios. And, yeah, it's like a three-room, four-room facility. You can go live, all live together there. You can go to tape and mix, you know, everything there. So, yeah, it's cool. It's on Facebook, I think. Check that out.
Yeah, nice one. Well, we wish you the best, Christian. It's nice, a really nice gesture, Mick, for his seventh album, Alive, from Cork Opera House, out tomorrow. All proceeds amongst band and crew who've lost work. He's also doing a streaming show from Dolan's this Saturday, tickets for which can be bought through 10 different venues around the country, including Collins here in Cork. Each of the venues will keep a share of the ticket link. So, in fairness to Mick, and he's doing a socially distanced event tonight with Ray from Music Zone in Douglas as well. So, really, you can't say that Mick Flannery is not doing what he can do for those who sell the music, who put it on, you know, all of the elements that go into it. And I'll be chatting with him this tomorrow at this exact time as well, and we'll ask. I'm sure he'll be as bashful as he always is. Huh?
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Thank you, Christian Best, for being my local legend this evening. Make sure you pre-stream Mick Flannery's album Alive out tomorrow to block out all of those big artists and keep some money circulating in Cork and supporting the cast and crew who make these events happen.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.